The controversy over Barbershop, the number one movie at the box office for 2 weeks running, shows no sign of cooling down. Set in a barbershop in an African-American community where no topic of conversation is taboo, the film includes an irreverent take on some icons of the black civil rights movement. As a result, some black leaders are calling on filmmakers to cut out the offending scenes. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
For many black filmmakers, Barbershop's success at the box office has been a cause for celebration. But Reverends Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton don't quite see it that way. They've blasted the filmmakers for what they say are insensitive portrayals of civil rights leaders like Dr. Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks. The offending remarks come during lively discussions in the barbershop.
There's three things that black people need to tell the truth about.
What?
One, Rodney King should have got a beat for driving drunk and being grown in a Hyundai. Two, O.J. did it.
O.J. did it.
And three, Rosa Parks ain't do nothing but sit her black down. That's right, I said it.
That kind of remark is supposed to be funny, says Elaine Steele of the Raymond and Rosa Parks Institute. But Steele believes some things really are sacred.
There are some things that just should not be said. There are some things that are very inappropriate. Even though you can say them, you just do not out of respect or reverence.
Steele has joined with Reverends Sharpton and Jackson in calling on MGM to remove the offending scenes from videos and DVDs, a demand that has taken MGM Vice Chairman Chris McGurk by surprise.
My overall feeling is one of sadness that some activists who I understand haven't even seen the film could be calling for censorship or editing of a film that I think is, you know, one of the better films we've done in quite a while, that's been embraced by audiences across the country. It's been the number one picture for two weekends in a row that critics loved. It's one of the best-reviewed movies of the year.
McGurk says MGM has no intention of bowing to demands for censorship. Reverend Sharpton says he's not asking anyone to censor the film.
I think that if these artists had said the same thing about other people, about the Pope or Mother Teresa, MGM probably wouldn't have put it out. So I think that it is not censorship at all. I think there's a level of, if you offend people, you could say, wait a minute, out of respect to my fans or respect to a certain portion of my fans, I'm going to withdraw this. That's not censorship, that's respect.
It's hard for me to imagine that Reverend Jackson and Reverend Sharpton have never been in a barbershop, which is what would have to be true for them to, I think, level this sort of criticism.
Melissa Harris-Lacewell of the University of Chicago's Center for Race, Politics, and Culture. Lacewell has written about the role of barbershops in the political life of black communities. Traditionally, Lacewell says, they are a place where pretty much nothing is out of bounds, a point that is well made in the film.
Eddie, not only is what you're saying not true, it is wrong and disrespectful for you to discuss Rosa Parks in that way.
Exactly.
Wait. Hold on here. Is this a barbershop? Is this a barbershop?
Yes, it's
a barbershop.
Yes,
I mean, we can't talk straight in the barbershop. Then where can we talk straight? We can't talk straight nowhere else. You know, this ain't nothing but healthy conversation. That's all.
Barbershops, says Lacewell, are usually off limits for whites. But in this film, the reality of the black barbershop is on display for all to see.
By putting it on the silver screen, by making Hollywood a part of it. In fact, we opened ourselves up as a community. We opened up one of our sort of sacred institutions to being viewed, to being seen by others. And I think that probably Reverend Jackson and Reverend Sharpton are uncomfortable with allowing African Americans to have that kind of voice in front of a wider audience.
So far, the movie's critics in the black community have won no concessions from the filmmakers, and some in Hollywood are even predicting this will boost the box office for Barbershop. Even so, Reverend Sharpton says he'll be meeting with other black leaders this weekend in New York to make plans for launching a boycott of the film. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.